Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the drive, the energy to succeed. Very common question that I get about how do you maintain the drive? How do you get the drive to succeed? What's behind that drive? It seems to elude a lot of people. And I think that when success is thrown in front of us, based on, you know, what we see on the internet, what we see in the news, in the media, we see success, we see the epitome of success in so many different areas, and we see driven people. We see people with a lot of energy, a lot of dedication in what they're doing. The average individual who's looking to become successful often can't seem to find the drive. But I think that there's probably more things than just the drive that they're having trouble finding. Very often they don't know what it is that they're going to actually do. They don't know if it's going to work. There's a lot of mindset stuff that's going in behind the scenes around decisions to do things that will allow them to accomplish success, acquire success in their life. And I kind of want to mix my own story in this because I did experience some of that very early on in my regular life before I decided to go after what I really wanted. And it became a very big question for me. Did I have the drive to be able to create the success that I wanted? Did I have the drive to be able to create the business that I wanted day in and day out for a long period of time? So I think we need to start with the idea of really evaluating what it is that you're going to do. Like, what is the thing that you're picking that you want to be successful at? Now, we can call that your goal. We can call it your purpose in life. But I think that we need to come from a place of thinking a bit different about something that is going to require extraordinary drive in order to accomplish the thing that we say that we want to accomplish. We have to look at our life differently. And I think that if we come from a place where we're looking at what was our performance in school, what was our performance maybe in athletic teams when we were young, what was our performance in maybe music or extracurricular activities when we were going to school, what was our performance in working for someone else? If we did not exhibit a drive that kind of took on an energy of its own, we're left with an experience of basically waking up every day and figuring out at some level, how do I get myself to do the thing that I need to do today in order to survive, to move my life forward? And a lot of people will struggle with that at various different levels. I do think that there is a mindset behind it. Like, a lot of it is, what are you telling yourself every day when you wake up? But there's also a deep emotion that goes with it. If there is a despair, if there is a sense of being lost, a sense of not belonging, a sense of never getting there, a sense of failure behind the decisions that you're making, that's definitely going to bring somebody's energy down. But if we look at where is the drive going to come from in order to find my purpose, we have to understand that the purpose itself, whatever it is that you're going to do, whatever you're going to set your mind to doing, your life to doing, there's a different level of energy that's going to come along with that decision, along with the awareness of finding out what it is you actually want to do. So there's some questions I think that a person should answer. Number one, what are you prepared to trade your life for? So I remember struggling with this question for a long period of time. I mean, I remember even as a kid not knowing what it was I was going to do. It seemed that there were this question of what are you going to do with your life was there when I was a kid by other people. It was presented to us when I went to school. It was something that was batted around in different arenas as you're growing up. And it's a question in a kid's mind. It was a question in my mind. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? I didn't know. And I was looking for something that I was good at, that I was markedly good at, something that I actually liked. And the experiences that I was having in my life in my youth and in my early adulthood did not really present anything that I really enjoyed that could be done for a career, that could be turned really into a business. Not at that time anyway. So it was a sense of, I have to get up and I have to go do something every day that I really don't like to do. I'm not excited about it. It's the same old thing over and over again. There's no challenge in it. I can't seem to find any fun or excitement in it. And I think one of the big things for me was like there was no future in it. The future was living a middle-class life, getting to the end of your life, not really having anything, getting old, buying into all the beliefs that the middle class buy into, and just, you know, kind of fading away, you know, at the end there. And there was no excitement. So I was automatically linking in my mind that I didn't have this enthusiasm. Even if I did find the thing I wanted to do, I didn't have this enthusiasm. And that is I think that's a dangerous thought process, because I do think that there's a different level of enthusiasm that comes when you actually find a thing that you really love. So I started asking myself the question, what are you prepared to trade your life for? Because when you find the thing that you're going to do, there's just a different level of natural commitment that comes with it. For a long period of time, I just did not have the desire to put that much commitment into anything. So it was, you know, whenever it was time to be off, I wanted to go do something completely different. I did not want to learn more about my job. I didn't want to learn more about anything else, because I really didn't have anything else that I was very much interested in. So it was just like, go spend time with the family. But I will tell you that if you ask a different question, your mind starts looking down different roads. And I started asking the question of, what am I prepared to trade my life for? Because that would mean dedicating basically all aspects of your life to something that meant a lot to you personally. Another thing about this is I think that it needs to mean a lot to you personally as an individual, without taking into consideration anybody else, because you're the one, it's your purpose. It's a thing that you're going to do. It's a thing that you're responsible for, your energy with, your commitment to, the level that you're going to bring to mastering whatever it is that you do. So you're going to trade basically everything in your life for this one thing. And the one that idea alone has a lot of pitfalls for people that are raised with a mediocre mindset, because they're raised with this idea of balance. So they've got family, they've got health, they've got work and money. They also have, you know, social life and all the different things that are presented to them in their social life. When you find somebody who's driven, usually they are very focused with one idea. They're very focused with an end goal that means a lot to them. They're willing to sacrifice in the short term for a long-term result. They're understanding that the things that they're doing in the immediate is because they're dedicating their whole life to an idea, to a result, to an outcome, to a way of being, whatever it is that's important to that person. So it becomes a life management thing in a way. I think a person looks at their life and they say, okay, I'm going to do X, whatever X is. What do I need to do in order to prepare myself to do X? Do I have everything in my environment to support me to do that? Do I have everything in my intellect? Have I studied enough? Do I have habits of continued study, continued learning, continued growth? Because all of those things, I believe, feed that drive. But if we don't answer the question, what are you prepared to trade your life for? Then there's a tendency of showing up just to work. And if we show up just to work, we do one simple thing or one idea, one task, and then we go home and we put it down. And I see a lot of young business people coming in today, people that have entrepreneurial fantasies, and they approach it like they were working for someone else. They approach it where I'm just going to go in every day and I'm going to do this one job, and then I'm going to go home and I'm not going to do anything else. So there's no study, there's no dedication, there's no preparedness for the direction that they're going. And really what they're saying is that they're not prepared to trade their life for that one thing. Another thing that gets people off track here, I think, is that they look at, they just want the end result. So if we get over committed or over focused on the idea of what a specific purpose or a job, or not a job, a business will bring, like financial success or being able to travel or hang around cool people or whatever it is that a person has in their mind when it comes to success, I think that there's a tendency just to want to get there too fast. Like, I just want to get there already, like it's a destination. And then when I get there, I won't have to worry about anything else. And then nothing could be further from the truth, because when you get there, there is not going to stay there. There is going to move. Things are going to change. And we have to be prepared for that change and prepared to change and pivot and grow to take it to the next place. So there really is no destination. The whole idea of trading my life for the thing that I'm going to do, what's my life actually going to be about, is extremely important question to ask, because basically everything is going to be put into it. You're going to build your life around that idea. That could be spouse, that could be kids, that could be family. It could be the things that you do in a that people generally do in a regular lifetime. You're going to build your life around the idea of whatever it is that you're trading your life for, so that you're not constantly fighting yourself against that idea. The next thing is the passion for it. So think about this. Passion is the result of action. It's not the cause of it. We have to continue to work at getting better. So again, this is a question that I get very frequently. Like, I don't have the passion for it. Where's the passion? How am I actually going to get the passion? I don't seem to be passionate about this. And they're looking at passion as almost like a pill they can take, where they have this emotional aspect of themselves that's all in and so excited to show up for what it is that they're doing. And they want that first before they actually do any work. And they don't realize that the passion is a result of taking the action. It's not the cause of the action. So let me talk about that for a minute. I'll never forget when I found my very first kind of business passion. It was very interesting, because it was a scenario where I thought at the very beginning that I may have found my purpose. I may have found my thing. And that was when I was first introduced to direct sales or network marketing or MLM, that type of thing. And what I was really passionate about was the principle that is within that idea of a business, that you can earn whatever amount of money that you could earn. I had never been in any kind of a vehicle up to that point that basically had an unlimited earning potential to it. But I thought, my confusion was that I was passionate about that business in and of itself. It took me a while to figure out it wasn't the business I was passionate about. It was actually the fact that I could earn as much money as much as I was willing to grow, and the value that I was actually putting into that business at that time. So it caused me to get a little bit confused. Now, when I really became aware of this was as I began to move through it over a period of about a year and a half, 18 months or so, I started to become more clear about what I liked about what I was doing and what I didn't like about what I was doing. And actually, I had heard this person speak one time, this woman who was very successful in network marketing, and she said, she was on this stage, it was a big conference, and she said, listen, if you don't love the business of network marketing, you're never going to be successful in it. Like, people come into network marketing for all different kinds of ideas, all different kinds of reasons, whether it's the dream or it is the community, because usually they have very strong communities. It could be people fall in love with the products. It was a life-changing product, that type of thing. But there's an idea of the lifestyle in that industry. And the lifestyle is that you can share a product or a business with other people. And if they share that product and business with other people, that everybody can move down the road toward wealth and success. But many people don't want to do anything with the business. They just want to be around the people. They want to be around the energy. They want to be around the excitement. They want to be around the product. So when I heard her say this, it caused a question in my mind of like, do I really love this business? And I had to think about this for several months. And then finally I asked myself, why am I even asking this question? Why is this question present in my mind? And I realized I wasn't passionate about the business. I was passionate about the potential. Now, I was doing the business. I was working. It wasn't like I was procrastinating in it. But it wasn't something, the business wasn't something that really, kind of set my heart on fire type of thing. And I was actually doing it. What set my heart on fire was the potential of the outcome and the idea that other people could step into this potential. I really liked that idea also. So the further down the road that I went, I became more aware of the idea that I wanted to do something else. And I had to reconcile that in my mind, because at first shakes, this was it. This was the thing. And I openly declared that this was the thing. So I had to get past my ego on it and realize, no, it wasn't the thing, but it was definitely a step. I mean, it was a major moment in my life where the lid came off and I got to experience a different level of passion and drive in myself to be able to do something, because I was working like a man possessed. I had a regular full-time job that I worked. And then in the evenings and the weekends, I was working this other business in the attempt to try to make this thing a success. And the level of energy that came with it was pretty astounding. Like it astounded me. I was excited. I was passionate. It was fun to get out of bed every day. I felt like there was a challenge. There were things to learn, great people that I was around. So it was definitely uncovering a different level of something that stirred that drive and that desire inside of myself. And then the work actually brought out the passion, because I started to see the results. I started to see the people that I was meeting and the ideas that I was around and people that were dreaming and setting goals and actually doing something. But then, of course, it led to something different, in which I let that business go. And then I started another one that turned truly out to be my actual passion. Now, here's part of what helped that situation move in that direction, and that is that you have to hang around driven people. So a big mistake that I see people make is that they will start something. They will get an idea. They will start a business. They will start to go down this road of what they want in life. They're searching for this drive, and very, very shortly after they begin, or at some point, they start to become overwhelmed. They become overwhelmed by how many things they have to learn, how many things they have to do. They still have to make money as they're going. They're having to figure out how to get past obstacles of no in the world, where, like if they're going after money or funding, or they're going after help, they need talented people, but they don't quite have the money yet, or they may not have, an opportunity that is in the full greatness of itself yet to be able to offer to someone. The world starts kicking a lot of no's back at you, in which you have to go back to the drawing board, kind of, reset, reshuffle, redesign what you're doing and go back at it again. And you have to do this over and over and over again. And I don't think it ever stops. Like, as long as your business is growing, this is not something that ever stops. And the weight of that can be a lot, because you're overcoming problems every single day. And even though you may be having wins, a lot of people don't focus on the wins. They're focusing on their overcoming problems. So they may be stressed. They may be not sleeping. It may be putting stress on the family, whatever. But the big mistake that they make is that they're not hanging around people that are going through the same thing or have gone through the same thing, people that have desires. So the tendency then would be to start backing off on what you want, to start like limiting yourself in what it is that you're doing instead of figuring out how to play a different game and actually push forward. If you want to keep that drive going, you have to hang around driven people. You have to be around people that are always looking to best their best. They're always looking to create something different. They're always looking to achieve something. They're talking about the positivity of it. They're exchanging ideas. They're talking about things that they do in life, things that they want. These people often have a great ability to give themselves permission to go after the things that they actually want in life and not limit themselves to problems or obstacles or little shortcomings that happen here and there. So you seriously want to build a group of individuals around you that are driven people. Now, the next piece is you want to focus on the commitment, not the motivation. And this is like right up at the top here, okay? So if, motivation, think about motivation. What is the reason that we need to be motivated to do something? Generally, we need to be motivated to do something that we don't particularly want to do. So that's a big red flag for me when people are consistently looking for they say, I can't get motivated to do this. I can't get motivated to do that. Do you really want to do it? Because if you don't really want to do it, you're not going to last too long when you truly on the inside are coming from this place where you really don't want to do something. The idea that driven people use that keeps them going from one success to another down a road for a long period of time is the idea of commitment. They're focused on their commitment. And commitment can start at a values level. It can start with the way that they show up every day. It could be a commitment to how they think. It could be a commitment to the emotions that they harness in their body on a regular basis. It can be a commitment to the way that they study. It can be a commitment to how prepared they are to do something. It could be a commitment to keep the company moving forward, to break through barriers, to break through obstacles, to get done the things that they say that they're going to get done. And they don't always do this perfectly, but they're committed to the correction of the imperfection. So if they don't do it perfectly, they recognize that they didn't do it perfectly. They look for what caused that. They attempt to fix that problem so that they can keep their commitment next time. And they keep moving forward with this. And here's the thing. If you're focused on the commitment, you're in a constant state of growth. So it's never going to be perfect. You're going to have wins. You're going to have losses. You're going to have times where you break through and you do great things and times where you have a setback. But the commitment is to consistently always move forward. So you're always looking at how do I keep the commitment even if I failed? You're not looking at the failures. You're looking at keeping that commitment. Now, when you keep the commitment, that builds momentum. And I think when we build momentum in a direction, there's a motivation that comes out. There is the passion that comes out. There is that drive that comes out because we're consistently moving forward. It's about where we focused on. We're focused on going forward. We're not looking in the rearview mirror in our life. If we make a mistake, we correct the mistake, but we don't look back at it 10,000 times and then start to self-identify through that mistake. We keep moving forward, keep moving forward, we keep moving forward. The next is that you have to understand that the only time that really exists is right now. And very often when somebody comes to me and they start asking a lot of questions about drive and passion and moving forward and being excited and all this stuff, if I sit down and talk with them, I can find that generally their mind is either in the past or it's in the future, but it's really not focused on what they're doing right now. And this is habitual for a lot of people. They're either constantly looking in the rearview mirror or they're constantly wishing for something that they don't already have, but they're not focused on what has to happen now. Great people, driven people, are very focused on what needs to be done right now. They let the past go. They learn from the past, but they let the past go. They turn their mind toward the goal that they've set for themselves, and they're focused 100% on the thing that they're doing right now. So like I'm in the studio today with BT. We're doing podcasts today. And my podcasts aren't going to be any good if I'm thinking to myself what I'm going to do when I'm done today, or I'm thinking about what happened this morning before I came into the office, or if I'm thinking about what's got to happen towards the end of the week or whatever. I need to be 100% focused on what I'm doing right now. I can't do anything to change anything that happened in the past. I can't do anything that I have to do 2 days from now, right now. Worrying about it is not going to solve any of those problems. But what it does do is it keeps me from being completely focused and committed on what I'm doing in the moment, which then causes you not to bring your best. And then if you don't bring your best, you feel bad about yourself because you didn't bring your best. You'll start beating yourself up. You'll lose your drive. You'll lose your passion. You will have a tendency not to be committed, because then what ends up happening is that we start to procrastinate. So we'll go in a completely different direction, which then creates a terrible cycle that kind of we never get off of unless we break it. But we have to understand what caused it in the first place, and that pretty much it's that we're not focused right now on what we need to do right now. And last but not least, driven people are not looking for the easy way out. They're not looking for the easy solution because they don't want to do the hard thing. Here's the thing about setting goals and being driven in your life. Some things are going to be easy. Some things are going to be difficult. Some things are going to be an absolute blast for you to do, and some things aren't going to be as much fun. This is just life. It doesn't matter whether you start a business or you live a middle-class lifestyle for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter where you are in the hierarchy of individuals on the planet. That is going to be life. That's just what it is. It has its ups. It has its downs. People that aren't driven are constantly looking for the easy solution, because really what they want to do is they just want to get the end result, because they've built a fantasy in that their mind that when they get to that end result, they're not going to have to do the thing that they don't like to do anymore. They're not going to have to worry anymore. I can't tell you how many times I've had people tell me, I just want to get to the place where I don't have to worry about money. If you don't want to worry about money, stop looking for the easy way to get money and really focus in on the skill sets that allow you to create money in your life and business on a regular basis. Because if you do that and you have the discipline to do it, you'll never worry about money a day again in your life, because you know what to do to create money and it works all the time. You have to get rid of all the ifs around money, all the supposed tos around money, all the crazy stories around money. But you do that by being willing to do the work to move through whatever's uncomfortable so that it becomes comfortable, so that you actually internalize the skill sets around everything that you're actually doing. The rudiments of business, the rudiments of anything that allow us to experience success in our life are repetitive. We have to do them over and over and over and over again. And if we have a tendency to get away from those things and we start to do something different because maybe we've experienced a little bit of success, that's when there's a big danger that comes into a person's life. Like one of the things that I see that happens where a business or something will spiral out is that they forgot what got them where they are. So let's say they're a year or two down the road, they're doing well, they're having some success, they're making some money, they're able to do some things in their life that they weren't able to do, and all of a sudden, because of that, they start changing their approach in what it is that they're doing, and they forgot about the foundation of work and focus and commitment that they originally brought to the business. Now, I'll tell you some of the reasons why a person will do this. It has a lot to do with why a person is actually going after what it is that they want. Do they want accolades from people? Do they want to make more money? Do they want to feel safe? Whatever the hidden reason is, if you start to get to the place where you start to acquire that, then if that was what was causing the drive to begin with, that passion, that drive can start to let up. So it's very important to understand if that happens, if you don't put these other pieces in place, like hanging around driven people, staying focused, staying committed to what you're doing, setting goals for the future and staying present, then you will automatically start to move into a place known as kind of being lost. I'm lost. I don't know what's next. I feel like I've missed something. Something changed. Something shifted. I can't put my finger on it. Well, what shifted was you didn't keep something continually moving forward so that your growth had to actually keep up with it. Don't look for the easy way. Create solutions. Create solid solutions for where you're going and be 100% committed to those solutions. And if you do this repetitively in your business, in your life, in your career, you will stay driven. So be driven, friends. I mean, it is an amazing world out there, but you control the drive. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.